Good morning, my...
Wow.
Ryan, I hate your guts. What are you even doing?
Dancing.
What's the hand movement? That's not dancing. That's like interpretive movement.
You let me dance the way I want
make
to,
it, sir. Making the pizza, you know? Flossing the teeth.
Yeah.
Throw it away.
All right, I'm not starting the recording over again, so you're going to
have this is it. We're rolling.
Good morning, my brothers and sisters. On this episode number 290 of the Good Morning Guys podcast, thank you so much for joining us on this fine morning, afternoon, evening, or night as we are talking about the game of life amidst the other games we love to watch and to play. I am one of your hosts, the Brazilian Mountaineer and Transition Ninja, Lucas Ham Swisher. Then alongside me, the judge, juror, and executioner of fake news and spoilers, Patrick Noversale.
Yeehaw! It's good to be here, partners.
Woo! Also with me, and you know, who is the formerly final member of the GMG Quadfecta with music in his heart, Doctor Who on his brain and locker, Retta, and his old stomach, Mark Boucher.
Ding, 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 ding.
Yes, you sure do got a pretty face. And then the newest final member of the GMG crew, the silent sneezer in North Kakalakian, who may or may not have eaten dinner yet, our handyman Hank McCoy, Ryan Isley.
See, now we're going to have to fight because you put me last already. So, I'm Rosa Parks up in this.
Bring it, Sasquatch.
I love how he went from doing like
hand movement.
He went from like 1940s newsreel.
Oh, yeah, he went through all the transitions
to Deep South.
Sisters,
sister Mary Clarence. Yes, I'm quite aware that I went through at least three or four voice genres. You're welcome.
Three? Wow, that was more. It felt like
at least three. Or a baker's dozen, whichever one is bigger. If you're a new joiner, welcome to Mega Monster Mark March. And if not,
yeah, it is still that, isn't it?
Well, you know, we dedicated a whole month to Mark because he's finally back.
Woo!
And he is just as beautiful, if not more beautiful than ever.
He brings us all these new shiny toys.
Yeah, that's right.
Jury's still out whether they like the new shiny toys, but yeah.
Yeah, they may or may not last. But
you play once, it breaks, you throw it away.
Go back to that. Yeah.
All I think of
it's
is
like Christmas
Toy Story. I don't want to play with you anymore.
It's like those $1 water guns. They break immediately.
You squeeze the trigger and it breaks.
Oh, well. Moving on. Got to go back to sticks and rocks and mud. All right. Well, guys, let's get into what's new news, where we share about Earl and Iffel and perhaps a new one that I like to call Iggle.
Iggle.
So Earl, Iffel, and Iggle. Let's see if you guys can guess and giving your updates what you think or know what it is, because I may or may not have warned you.
You did.
So I'm going to let you decide what you share. So.
Gross life. Everything's
gross. Yeah. Patrick, you go first.
This past week was gross. Let me tell you all about it. No, am I going first?
You can if you want to.
All right. Yeah. Okay. I can go.
No, you have to. But
in Earl news. So Claire started her first job this past weekend, and she is a concession stand worker at the local ball field, which is right behind our house. So she can just
I'm like
walk
right
there.
Behind me. You just go through the door. There's a concession stand in my basement.
You walk out the door, you can see the ball field. So she's started there on Sunday. She worked for a couple hours, got a little training, and she comes home and she has a pizza with three hot dogs and two hamburgers from her job. I'm like, geez, she fed us for dinner. Man. I was like, she's the breadwinner now?
She's going to fatten up the family, that's for sure.
You've been replaced, Patrick. You can just, now you can just be a full-time streamer and stay at home.
And I tell you what, I might be a full-time streamer because I just played the Mega Millions tonight.
Oh.
And I have not played the lottery in years. And it was like, I went to
3 billion?
1.21 gigawatts.
Okay.
Great Scott!
So, yeah, it's like $1.2 billion right now. What that equates to, if I were to win, I mean, that's way more money than I don't even know what to do with. You know what I mean? So, we'll see what happens. The drawing's tonight at 11 Eastern, and I'm going to watch as I put the $15 down the drain.
I would like to throw in an idea just in case. If you win, I want you to buy a summer Brazil home right in my neighborhood.
Oh, yeah. I would have to buy
But a when is summer, though? Because summer for you is now. So
that's the beauty of it. He can choose either summer. He can do both if he wants.
I could have a spring home. I could probably have a fall home. You know, just with that much
each
money.
Each season, a different country.
You know what? I'm tired of this house. I'm going to a different one.
Yeah. New season, new home.
Yeah. So we'll see. We'll see how that goes. On IFL side of things, I watched four movies this past week.
Four movies.
Four. Yeah. So Claire and I, we are continuing the Marvel train, and we finished Endgame. So the next movie was Spider-Man Far From Home. And she loved it. I was like, what would you grade it? She says A+.
Yeah.
She absolutely loved it.
Spider-Man rocks.
I mean, Jake Gyllenhaal is great. He's a good villain in the movie.
Is that which one that one is?
Yeah.
I need to go back and rewatch that because
it's a good one.
Dude, it's so good.
I was not coherent when I watched it. So
really? Can you tell us more or is that after hours? I was not coherent.
Let's talk about Ryan right now. I want to hear about this intoxication.
Sorry.
He keeps going forward and then going back.
I wasn't drunk. I was that was the first time I'd ever taken a Delta 8 gummy.
Oh, and man, that will mess you up.
It did indeed. I constantly asked my wife if I was still alive as I was sitting on the couch.
I don't know what you're talking about right now. I'll be honest. We here in the Southern Hemisphere, we just eat normal gummies. They're in a bag. You can buy them in a grocery store. It doesn't cause any side effects.
I had one of those one time, and my short-term memory was gone. Like I was like, I started talking and I forgot what I was saying.
I was watching that movie. I got up to the part where it showed it was. I don't even remember, dude. It's a blur. I need to go back and rewatch it. Continue with your story.
I forget what I'm saying. Yes. So that was the highlight of the movies I watched. A rewatch of a Marvel movie, and then I watched two other movies. So I was on Netflix and I saw Elvis was on Netflix and it was recommended for me. And I was like, oh, you know, I like Elvis music. And man, it was not what I was expecting. It was told through his manager's point of view. And it was a total downer of a movie. Like I was hoping this would be like fun seeing him write songs and it wasn't as much as as I wanted. There was some like inspiration of how he came up with some songs, but there was like, oh, someone said Hound Dog, I'm gonna sing Hound Dog, you know, like that was basically it. And I was like, oh man, this is it was a downer and just how his manager just ran him dry kind of thing.
This is the new one, right? With like Austin Butler,
Tom Hanks. Yeah.
Austin Didn't Butler. Know the guy that played Elvis. He talked so much like Elvis that his voice continued that way. I think that's
what I heard. He had to go to speech therapy to break it.
Correct it. Yeah.
Can you imagine? Because he's in the new Dune movie. Can you imagine if he couldn't get it rid of it? And he's like,
since my baby left me, I cut her throat and she died. I'm really messed up.
Come here, Paul Atreides.
I ate a Delta gummy. Oh. Yeah, so it wasn't as good as I hoped for, because it just was a sad, just not exciting type of movie. So it was a C for me. Like I really didn't enjoy it that much.
My wife enjoyed it when she went and watched it.
I get what you're saying. Like the thing is, like, his life was sad towards the end, especially like when he got heavy into drugs and things like that.
Which they didn't even get. They were into the heavy and the drugs for like maybe 5 minutes.
Yeah.
It was just like went downhill, and then they did the epilogue. I'm like, oh, that's
all it takes. It's only 5 minutes. Yeah. So don't do drugs, kids. Listen to Uncle Ryan. Don't do drugs.
Yes. Don't do
it. Don't be like Elvis.
Don't be like Elvis.
So I was like, man, I was like, because of Bohemian Rhapsody, that was amazing. That was kind of what I was comparing it to. And so I was like, you know what? I'm going to watch another musical type of movie. And I watched One Love with, who was it? Bob Marley. And
No, don't ruin this for me. No.
Man, it wasn't an origin story. And you know, like I wanted to see him throughout his life. And when they were doing the whole thing and the whole story, like he had already put out multiple albums, and this
picks up in the middle of his career.
Yeah, yes, it does. And which was kind of, and man, they are speaking in that Jamaican accent, and they're like saying, like, they were speaking Jamaican, man. And so I'm like, I do not understand a word these guys are saying.
So like Cool Runnings Jamaican, or even thicker.
Tallulah. And so I put on closed captioning.
Cool Runnings.
And it was the you exact put on captioning. Same. It was the exact same. So and I was like, man, where's the actual American English closed captioning?
Oh no. It's like, you know, when our family's been reading Harry Potter, like they spell out how Hagrid talks, and it's like, hey, what are you doing, you little guy? You better go on. It's like, I can't read this sometimes. No. Like I have to really think hard to read like Hagrid with his Cackney British accent. Shut up, Rayla.
I enjoyed it. I enjoyed the movie. The message of a dividing nation, and him bringing people together with love and respect, and it was a good message. And I didn't realize he was only 36 when he passed away. Like, that is insanely young for someone who is the number one reggae artist of all time, you know, being able to do that at such a young age. Unfortunately, like, he died of cancer at the age of 36, which is just a sad story. But it was a good story. I really, even though it didn't give me the origin story of how he became who he was, as much as I wanted it to, they sprinkled it in throughout it. But overall, I was kind of disappointed in the way they told the story again. For the second movie in a row. So it was a B minus, you know, it was good. I still would recommend it. If you're into Bob Marley and his music, I don't know how you can't be, but he's, I'd say just check it out. And then the last movie, I needed to turn my brain off for a little bit. So I watched the remake of Roadhouse with Jake Gyllenhaal.
Roadhouse.
I didn't even know that was out yet.
It's on Amazon. Yeah, it's on Amazon.
Straight to streaming.
And I gotta tell you, this movie was cool. It was, there was a lot of action, a lot of fighting, a lot of blood. I mean, like this, the action fighting is almost all the movie. And how cool Jake Gyllenhaal is in this movie. I could not remember the original Roadhouse. I've seen it, but I couldn't tell you anything about it. So I had nothing to compare it to. So I'm just watching it as if I've never seen the original Roadhouse, which kind of is par for the course for me and remembering movies. but Jake Gyllenhaal was so cool in this movie. Like, it was awesome. Conor McGregor, a UFC fighter, was one of the villains, and he was incredible. Like, I'm like, a UFC fighter doing acting? I don't know if it's going to work, but he was awesome in it. I really enjoyed this movie. I smiled. I laughed. I was really excited about the action sequences. They were fun. There were some weird things in it, but they were so small and minuscule that I really didn't care. This movie was an A-. Like, I really, really enjoyed this movie because of just, I think it was also because I just watched Elvis and One Love back to back, and it wasn't what I was expecting. So I went into Roadhouse with no expectations.
Did you watch the original?
I did, but it's been a long time since I've watched it.
Okay.
Yeah.
According to Family Guy, it's just kicking.
Roadhouse.
There's some kicking in it. There's some punching in it. And just the way Jake Gyllenhaal, I mean, he was just like, do you have insurance? He's like, do you, because you, if you don't have insurance, because I'm gonna break your teeth, I'm gonna break your jaw, and he's like, do you know if there's a hospital around here? And there's a guy's like, yeah, it's like 20-25 minutes down the road. He's like, okay, it's right down the road. He's like, all right, so you guys are just gonna watch me? You know, he's like, they're not gonna watch, they're gonna fight. And it was like five of them. He's like, well, that's unfair. He's like, what do you mean it's unfair? He's like, it's unfair for you. And then he starts beating him up. And it's like, you know, that kind of like cool, like I'm very confident and I'm going to beat you up. Kind of cool. Like, that was just really cool. So, yeah. Sweet. And then on the game life, WWE 2K24, still loving that. And then do I go into Iggle?
You can if you want.
If you want to Iggle it up, you Iggle it up.
Okay. So
that this sounds weird.
So in God Life, this
there movie, you go. Let's hear it.
What's
God been up to?
Yeah. So on Sunday, I went to church for 1 hour of prayer, and oh my goodness, like I've never sat down and prayed for an hour, and it was awesome. I cried. There's points where I'm like, I can't believe I'm getting this deep into prayer. There was at church, there's a room that was set up where there was like a supper table. There was the cross. There was, leaves. There was communion. I mean, it was just a place that was just so like calming, and it allowed me to focus on just him. And it was awesome. I've never done that before. If you've never done that before, just give it a try. Like I went in there with an open mind. I'm like, I have no agenda. I have no idea what's going to happen. And it just felt so good. And I want to do it again. I don't know when.
That's awesome, dude.
Again, but yeah, it was cool.
Sweet. We started this semester just to connect with what you're talking about. We started this semester at school, a time we call one prayer. And every last full day of the week, we just set aside a 30-40 minute time at the end. And it's open to everybody. So teachers, parents, students, maintenance workers, anybody willing to come. And it's always been a special time just because there's no agenda. Like, I made a little PowerPoint that kind of goes across the screen that kind of gives you like a direction on like what direction to pray. Like one aspect, I think we started actually last semester, but we started with like 2 Chronicles 7:14. If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves, and then like we just went through chunks of the scripture to guide how we prayed. And then this semester we're doing the Lord's Prayer. And yeah, just setting aside time like that is, it's amazing how it's so simple yet so satisfying. Yeah.
Yeah. No distractions. Phone was off. You know, it was just the room. Door was shut. It was awesome.
Worth it.
Yeah, but that's it for me.
Cool. Mark, how about you, buddy?
Hey.
What's up?
Hey. I'm Clayton. So obviously, we here in the Boucher household have, you know, turned the corner for COVID. You know, no more.
Woohoo! For COVID or from COVID?
From COVID. turning away from the skid. no, we're feeling better now. Obviously, I've got, I don't know if you guys, how many of you guys have had COVID, but, you know, there tends to be some like lingering stuff after like the main thrust of it is done. Like I've got this cough that like,
yeah,
just every
the so lingering often, cough is what I had too for a while.
Yeah, it's just every so often it just comes back with a vengeance. And of course it's usually like in the middle of the night when I'm trying to sleep. But that's pretty much mainly everything that's left is just the cough and what
so
I
you can still taste stuff.
Yeah. The four times that I've had this, praise the Lord, I have never lost sense of smell or taste.
Mindy still has awesome. Issues with smell and taste, and she just got COVID once. I think she might. Yeah. Oh no, she's gotten it twice, but she lost it the first time she got COVID.
Yeah, I have a friend at church that, you know, she had it and she's still, and this was like 2-3 years ago, and she's still struggling with taste and smell.
It's crazy.
So, yeah, I've never been an issue. It's just basically been a glorified flu. So, but yeah, so pretty
glorious
much.
Flu.
Oh, glorious flu. yeah, we've turned the corner on that. So we're all feeling better here. This past weekend, we tried a new board game. Well, actually, it's more of a card game than a board game. It is another one from the makers of Exploding Kittens.
Of course, as is tradition
already.
Yeah,
or Vomiting Cats.
Blech.
Yep.
It is a game called Power Hungry Pets. And so the goal of the game is there are several different cards. They're numbered from 0 to 10. And you can, I think it's like 2 to 6 players. And the goal of the game is to try to, and it's like, it can be multiple rounds. And the goal is to end the round with the highest card, highest number card in your hand. And so, you know, and there's ways that you can be strategic about eliminating other players or protecting yourself from other players. And it's a game that consists of multiple rounds. So like you have to get like there's these little crown tokens that you can get when you win a round, and you have to win like three of those tokens to quote unquote win the game. And so it's really, really simple to pick up. And, you know, it's a fun one to do. It was Kristen and myself, as well as my mother and father-in-law, and we had a fun time with it. So yeah, Power Hungry Pets is what it's called, and it's real simple to pick it up on Amazon or explodingkittens.com or your local fancy French boutique Target,
and put in the promo code GMG guys and
yeah,
0%
I wish hey, the oatmeal, please, you know, sponsor us, support us.
Hashtag not sponsored.
Yeah. But yeah, I mean, that's been pretty much the big highlight of the Earl side of things, is just getting back to the swing of life. Cause that week of COVID was just weird, because like I was off from work from this Friday, Monday and Tuesday, that I was sick. And so the whole week was just thrown off at that point. I had no idea what day it was. And so, yeah, it took a lot to catch up for sure. Other than that, I mean, there's really not anything life-wise, just preparing for Easter, which we'll talk about on the Eagles side of things. But on the IFL side of things, still moving the needle on Fortnite, moving the needle on the Battle Pass. I think I'm on like level 59 or 60, something like that. Okay. Played with Pat and Justin, and I don't think, we did play with Tim. We played with Tim.
Tim, almost forgotten.
Tim. Oh yeah, Tim.
I remember that guy.
Well, there's some weeks where we're playing with Corey. There's some weeks where we're playing with Tim. I'm trying to remember that the weeks are all bleeding into one another. So, but
yes, they do.
Oh sometimes. Man, when your weeks are bleeding, you gotta tourniquet that up or put a Band-Aid on it.
Yeah. It's just bleeding out. But yeah, I mean, that's pretty much, man, I'm so boring on the IFL side of things. I just haven't found a game that like I want to play that. I just screams to me. Like I need to play this next.
Mark, baby.
There's
I gave you all these options.
Yeah. You got so many one-handed options.
I don't know, man. But there is one game that I'm into that I want to play sometime this year. When it comes out, I have no idea. But it's a game called The Plucky Squire.
Yes, I cannot wait for
that.
Oh, yeah,
I remember the trailer for that. That looked
fun. Yeah, but there's no release date on that yet. So it's like
2025. They revealed that like 2 years ago. Let's go. Come on. Hurry up.
Yep. Need to play that. It's like Zelda-esque with some like 2D, 3D type elements. And you jump in and out of books and into real world environments and stuff like that.
It's so neat. Yeah. It looks like there's multiple art styles and everything.
Yep. So I'm ready for that. I just haven't announced
it. The Plucky Squire came out in 2023, apparently, but it didn't.
Where?
It did not.
It didn't.
I don't believe you. Yeah.
It says now it's set to release in 2024, but still no actual release date.
No hard release date yet. So
yeah,
that's on my radar. But
hopefully
they
just drop it like shadow drop it at Summer Games Fest this year.
Oh, this is from Devolver Digital.
It is.
Oh, that's gonna probably be good. I like Devolver.
Yep, absolutely. But yeah, it's on my radar. But as of right now, just hasn't been anything else I've wanted to jump into. I'm sure there are plenty of new games that have come out, but it's just nothing that speaks.
You still got that Prince of Persia?
Yep. Still hasn't spoken to me yet.
And pour one out. I canceled Gamefly yesterday.
Sadness.
RIP Gamefly.
It's okay. I'm playing WWE 2K24. I don't need to play any other games right now.
Patrick took his copy of WWE 2K24 and swatted Gamefly. Killed it.
It's digital.
Smote its ruin upon the gaming mountainside.
But so on the Eagles side, obviously, preparing for Holy Week. Well, not preparing. We are in.
Now saying we're in the midst of it, buddy.
Yeah, we're in the throes of Holy Week. I don't think there's a name for Tuesday.
It's called. I'm calling it Testing Tuesday. Just so you know, okay. I'm trying to make alliteration names for all the holy dates because I think it's boring to call it Holy and then insert day of the week.
Was it Monday or Tuesday that Jesus flipped the tables over?
Monday. I like to call it Maniacal Monday when Jesus went maniacal on the temple tables.
So I jumped in with our guys from our God and Gaming group on the Through the Word app. And doing the whole Holy Week setup that they've got going on, which has been nice. I love Chris Langham. If you've never heard of Through the Word, I've done several different studies through his ministry and through the app that they have. There's a website you can go to, and there's an actual app you can download that has, you know, different tailor-made devotional series based on different topics and Bible, you know, Bible themes and things like that. So,
And the YouVersion app has a number of his studies as well that you can play the audio or just read the audio.
Yeah.
If so you're a reader.
Definitely recommend that. And obviously got my set list going for Sunday service this coming weekend and got that.
What songs y'all doing?
So is. I'm going to tell you right now, we do songs that are over the span of like 25 years. So I'm just telling you. Yeah. So we do some newer stuff and we do some
that's
older
still
stuff
in the 2000s.
Yeah, I'm saying that's not that old.
but some
hear 100 years.
Well, I mean, we do hymns too, so you know, that counts.
The 80s were 45 years ago.
Yeah.
Oh gosh, shut up.
God.
We're not going to talk about that. So I mean, I'm like the crypt keeper. But no, so we are doing, I mean, we're doing some newer stuff. We're doing The Lion and the Lamb.
Hey.
We're doing All Because of Jesus, which is a Fee song from back in the early 2000s. We're doing a song from a group called City Alight. It's a song called Yet Not I, But Through Christ in Me.
It's good.
Very hymnish, if you will.
I think I know what song that is.
Ah, the hymnish cap.
Yes.
The lesser known Zelda game where he sings hymns.
Yo, gracio.
I'm the hymnish cap. My vision. And then we're doing a newer song from a group called Sovereign Grace Ministries. It's a song called Sing. They just came out with it.
That's a little on the nose, isn't it? Hey, guys. Today we're going to sing.
Hey, it's important.
Didn't see that coming.
Bible.
We should just rename our
sing many, many times.
Rename our podcast. Podcast.
Yep. Talk.
Four guys talking into mics.
Yep. Isn't that a TV show? It's like two guys, a girl, and a pizza place.
Yes. Ryan Reynolds is in that.
He sure was.
He was. Wow.
Yeah.
That's an old chestnut right there.
And then we are doing What a Beautiful Name.
Hey.
Yes.
All right.
And then we are closing out with a hymn. We're doing Because He Lives.
Oh, man.
Is that the whole service? How long is your service?
An hour and 15 minutes.
Dang.
So you're only doing like Course and Bread.
You are stacked.
Some of those.
That's a lot of songs.
Oh, yeah. We don't.
Like
We're not like a 7-Eleven church. We don't park really.
7-Eleven church. You're your TRL for the church.
You don't have Slurpees.
Play a few seconds.
You weren't slurping Slurpees during worship.
Yep. We have those hot dogs on the roller, you know.
Okay. holy hot dogs. These hot dogs.
You know, you joke about that, but I guarantee you. Jesus Christ. I guarantee you, if my church put one of those in, we'd have people going over there and getting
it. Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. But no, we don't do like seven choruses, 11 bridges kind of thing. We don't park for forever, which, I mean, there's nothing wrong with that, but that's just not something we do. You know, we'll revisit bridges and choruses and things like that as the Spirit leads, but we don't stay as long as other churches do.
You don't go course, bridge,
and then back to the bridge. 1, 2, 3, 4, chorus. But yeah, no, so that's pretty much our service.
Cool, man.
Yeah. So got that sent off, ready to go. So that's pretty much my Eagles side of things. Just
there you go.
Getting ready for the resurrection.
Let's go.
So that
all
is
right,
it for
Ryan
me.
Isley, what's up?
Howdy, hey, hey. I told Corey that I would say that.
Howdy, hey, hey.
He said I had to say it because I said it that one time, which I regret.
You can't take it back.
So
never.
I can't take it back. Earl. Let's see. Earl. What happened in Earl? I mean, I'm still alive, so that's good.
Well done.
Yep. I made it.
Congratulations.
I made it to
today. You did it.
Just work. Not really a whole lot going on there. Just as busy as ever. Grayson, my middle son, turns 7 tomorrow.
Woo-woo! Happy birthday, Grayson.
Are you kidding me? All right.
My daughter's birthday is tomorrow as well.
Really?
What?
Yep.
She'll be crazy. 14.
Oh, my gosh.
And my daughter's birthday is the day after that.
What?
Wait.
Yeah. Two days.
2 days after that. Dang it. Messed it up. What day is it?
I know your daughter's birthday better than you do.
Shut up, Patrick.
My dog's birthday is in August, which doesn't matter.
Mine is too. My dog's birthday is in August.
Is it?
Oh my gosh, that's crazy. Mm-hmm. Maybe it was their cousins.
Ours is the 16th.
Okay.
Cisco's is the 16th.
Close enough. Maybe one of them waited longer to come out.
Yeah.
Yep,
I'm gonna just stay in here. It's nice and warm.
What? I don't want to leave. It's really loud in here, though.
Real life, not really a whole lot going on there. It's basically trying to just
make something
and
up.
See,
please.
My family.
Thank you.
I'm gonna make something up. I saw an alien.
Okay. Well, sorry,
and he
on Alien. That's where I'm
you're his, just going his right name was to Jeff.
It. His name was Jeff. I guess this kind of blends in real life and fake life together because I just got back from a movie that I went and saw that was called Late Night with the Devil.
Wow. When did you see that?
Sounds special. Please get to Eagle fast.
Right before we started recording. That's where I came from.
All right.
So that was today. You went and saw Late Night with the Devil during today. Holy Week.
I did.
Great job.
Sad did thing not is catch I know, on fire.
That's good. Sad thing is I know about that movie with David Dastmalchian.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was it wasn't what I was expecting, but it was still good. I'm probably going to sit here after this is over and like Google search, what does the end mean? Because there's a lot of stuff that happens at the end that I'm just like,
all right,
we were all kind of just like,
I've never heard of this movie. So I'm going to read the synopsis here. It stars David Dastmalchian as the host of a 1970s talk show who on Halloween night invites a purportedly possessed girl onto the show in attempt to boost ratings.
Hijinks ensue.
What?
Hijinks do be ensuing.
Based on a true story.
Does it really say based on a true story?
No.
It's not safe. No way, dude. Not a chance. It was really good, though. I'd give it a B. Solid B.
You give it a Beelzebub?
I didn't even think about that. Yes.
Touche, sure. Boucher.
Touche, Boucher. That was good. It was good. Just the ending was like kind of weird and disjointed, but I get what they were trying to do, but it left me with more questions than answers.
The answer is Jesus.
The answer is Jesus.
Amen. Preach it, brother. Preach it.
Continuing in fake life, I watched the first episode of X-Men 97.
Nice.
That was basically the highlight of that whole entire thing. I was like, oh,
dude,
this is,
I like,
yay, for the, all the feels.
I stopped at the end of the theme and just kept repeating the theme song. Like, I just kept going back and just,
I thought about it. I thought about doing it
multiple times before I even watched the episode. It's so good. They did such a good job doing a little update on the classic theme.
They did.
Kudos to them for getting the rights, because it wouldn't have worked any other way.
Yeah, for real. The animation was still good. You can tell.
Trust me, the animation has been updated since the original, so it can't be still good.
Yeah,
I know. I've watched.
It's been
so many old episodes, but I'll wait.
It's been updated, but like they still draw it in that old style like that. But you can now kind of see like the influence of like anime, with especially how in that first episode, there's a scene where Cyclops is fighting people, and man, it was dope. It was super dope.
Yep.
It's really nice. So I will continue watching that. I still have not caught up completely on The Chosen to season 4.
Get with it.
I've been slacking. I don't know. I'm trying.
We're praying for your soul. You're watching demon movies instead of watching The Chosen. Goodness gracious, my friend. Pray for yourself. Lay hands on your face.
We Jesus like name. Watching scary movies. That just happens to be a thing that we just like. And no less, I went and watched them with my worship pastor because he likes watching scary movies.
This plot thickens.
We need to pray for your church. Goodness.
Hey, no perfect people here.
Yeah, so. Fair enough.
So yeah, I guess
Touche, Isle.
In Eagle, I sang this past Sunday. I sang last night at a friend's church, and I
did you sing the song
on
sing?
Easter. We did not sing the song "Sing," but we did sing.
Get with it.
Last night, I sang a new song called "Let the People Sing" that I have not heard before.
What's the point in you guys singing if you're just letting the people sing? You just get up there and be like,
"Guys, I'm out. Sing. Let the people sing."
Nothing.
Yeah.
I can't help it. I'll stop.
So there's a church like right up the street from me. It's called Devoted City. It used to be Life Point, I think.
Undevoted Town.
No, I think they just changed like the name of their church, like all of them. So they were like Life Point
every month,
and they went to Devoted City. So one of my friends that used to be on staff at Hope left to go be worship leader at that church. And she randomly texts me every now and then and like, "Hey, you got a Monday night free," because they do Monday night services. So I was like, "Yeah, I got Monday night free." So she asked me to come help sing. So I went over there and did that.
You don't now hear when Monday they do, I'm very often.
No, I need to. No, you don't.
I need to ask Ryan, just because I went by a church, drove by a church the other day that had like a sign that was the service every day of the week, but it had like a focus, and there was like Monday was healings, Tuesday was worship, Wednesday was Holy Spirit. I was like, wait a second, what?
I didn't know that you could break those out like that.
Only there on Wednesday, just so you know. Monday, Tuesday, it's other stuff. It's so come Wednesday for the Holy Spirit.
No, it wasn't like that. It was just
Monday. I'm like,
yeah, it was just Monday. It was they just do like a I guess I'm sure this probably had something to do with COVID. Because COVID messed everyone's church services up.
Right.
I still remember doing ours when we started back being able to be at the mobile campus. We had to do them because our mobile campus are the campus that I go to for my church. We meet at a high school. But we couldn't go back in the building. So we were doing them like outside, and the town of Garner would bring a stage. And we'd have to set the stage up outside and set up all the chairs and do like outdoor service for a good little bit.
Dude, when we actually did an Easter service one time where the way our church is, we have like a little set of stairs that goes up to the door. And I stood out on the steps there, and we had like one of those FM transmitters where we could push audio to like a car radio. If you turn to a specific radio dial, and that was weird worshiping with people in cars.
That's, I mean, hey, you got the job done.
Yeah, and when we we told them, you know, if they wanted to say amen, they did it by flicking their car, their lights. So that was
flash
that
your
was
lights fun. For Jesus.
It was legit. Yeah, that's right.
Yep.
So yeah. No, it was just fun singing with her. It's always it's always a good time getting to sing and help. I don't mind it. And I'm also not like paid by my church or anything, so I can kind of go do whatever I want because I'm a volunteer.
Fair enough.
Yeah. But yes, I am also in the preparation mode for this coming Sunday for Easter services.
Cool.
We do not have practice tomorrow night, but Thursday night. I thought it was tomorrow night. So there are, I think, two songs that I don't know. Yeah. Two songs that I don't know. All Hail King Jesus and Revelation Song.
You don't know Revelation Song?
The way you said hail, it said, I thought you said, all hail King Jesus.
All hail, here comes King Jesus.
Oh, here he comes. Look out.
That's what the devil going to be saying.
I'm sorry. I could not say it. That's what I heard. And after you watched the demon movie, I was like, oh no, Ryan's just...
You would pick us when we were moving to the new software to do that.
Thanks. Hugs and kisses.
I'm sorry.
Hell is a real place.
I do not know Revelation Song. Maybe I know Revelation Song.
You don't know Revelation Song? Yes, you do.
Holy is the
God. Okay, yeah, never mind. I know that song.
Was, and is to come. That's the one.
I don't think we've ever sang it that I know of. At my church. I've been at my church for 10 years. And
you've never sung Revelation Song?
Not there.
Mm. All right. Well,
that changes
no time
this
like
week.
The present.
Yep.
Yeah. Great song.
So
yeah, I prefer song names to just be the chorus. Like when they like add in a song that like a title that's not even in the song, I'm like, Revelation Song. Like you don't do that. So why?
Like Fall Out Boy and all their names of their songs.
Yeah. I don't know what that means, but yeah, like what you said.
They're all like random titles that have absolutely nothing to do with the song whatsoever.
Ugh. I like the days. I miss the days of when there was a title and then in parentheses, it was what everybody knows the song as. Like, yeah. Whatever, we should still do that.
Yeah. Between Fall Out Boy and Panic at the Disco, like notorious for that.
Yes. Yes, they are.
But
that's it for me.
I mean, what would you name that song, though? Like, Holy, Holy, Holy? There's like 50 bajillion songs named Holy, Holy, Holy.
Lord God Almighty?
There are.
There's a couple called Lord God Almighty, too.
Who is to come?
Yeah. How about that? Nobody's named it that. Hey, man, what are we singing tonight? Who was and is and was and whiz and... Wait, what?
What?
If ever there was a Wizard of Oz?
Who was, whiz, was, were?
So Lucas,
hi.
Your turn.
My turn. All right. So let's start with Earl. Last week our gate broke. Actually, it was 2 weeks ago, but I forgot to mention it. And this is like, I can't go without mentioning it. So I'm going to mention it 2 weeks later. Our gate broke. We have a little like an automated gate. Like press a button and it raises up for us to enter our Fortress of Solitude, our home, and you press the button to make it go down. And it broke the other day, and we're like, that's weird. But we've had, as you guys know, we've had electrical issues, we've had internet issues. It's just like, it's par for the course. So just whatever.
Checking off the list.
Yeah, this check it right off. Rayla agrees. She'll tell you. She can tell you all about it. She lives it every day. Yeah. And so I have to like get a hammer and like knock out like little pins, and then I can pull up the gate manually. And so then a few days later, we had the handyman come and take care of it. And he opened it up, and lo and behold, a baby gecko had crawled into the mechanism and shorted out.
And died.
Oh, yeah. It got fried.
I was going to say.
Toast. Like it got fried like, so badly. Right,
that, honey, get the grill out. Here we go.
Yeah, I mean, we could have eaten it. It would have been a little protein snack. Like, poor little guy. He just got totally fried. His eyeballs got cooked. Like, he was hollowed out. Oh, it was like a... It was like a semi-fossilized gecko. Like, it was crazy. Jeez.
The amount of times that used to happen at my old house with squirrels was ridiculous. Every time there was a power outage.
Shocked so badly, their eyeballs got, like, melted and stuff.
Every time there was a power outage, it was mainly because of squirrels in Transformers.
Transformers.
I was going to say.
Squirrels in disguise.
Squirrels fighting the Autobots?
Yes.
My people need me.
When you I need to find us, you will smell the dead squirrels and you will find me. Optimus Prime. Signing off.
What are these strange furry
with a dead squirrel. That's hilarious. So this past weekend was getting more current. Rayla, shut up. Rayla's just giving her 2 cents.
She's happy.
I'm just going to let her give her update, okay? Just hold on. I thought she wasn't going to do anything. I was like, you jerk. As soon as I stop for you. So it was my birthday this past week, and I turned 42.
That's it.
Years old.
Happy belated birthday. It's the meaning of
thank
life.
You, thank you.
Yeah, thank happy you. Birthday, dude.
Thank you. And on the day of my birth celebration, I got to work.
Mm-hmm. Good times.
Boo. No, it wasn't actually that bad. We had our international festival. This is the third time.
It didn't look like work.
What are you talking about?
I called you and there's like 1,000 people in the background.
Oh yeah, there's people everywhere. So we had about 750 people come to our school. And this is the third time I've done it. And I think actually this is the third time we've done it since before pandemic. We came in 2018. And then the first one we did was on my birthday, 2019. And then 2021. Those years were excuse me, no international COVID. Festival.
Yeah.
Yeah, COVID time. And then
yeah,
we had
that would have been
year.
A breeding ground for COVID.
Oh, yeah.
You're 750 of us. Let's all get together with no masks.
Yeah, let's go. Over. Yeah. Let's bring it everyone.
Go to the hospital. Yay. So, yeah. So, pretty much the festival goes like it's a fundraiser for some of the partnership ministries that the school is connected to. And pretty much all the proceeds go to those ministries. So it's a really cool time to give back to the community for ministries that are directly related to the community, to the people of the school. And you pay one price and you get to eat as much food as you want. Like there's Greece, they had heroes. There's Korean food with not K-pop. It's called
yes. There's Korean food with K-pop.
Oh, dang it! I knew I'd mess it up. It's some kind of sushi. It goes by a name like it's not K-pop sushi. It's like pop sushi. I don't remember. Anyways, my daughter's gonna kill me for screwing it up. Doobadoobop sushi. But they got some like spicy pasta and meat dish, and then there's what else? They had, of course, Brazilian food. They had tapioca. Which is like I don't even know how to describe it.
Terrible.
It's terrible. Like, it's not really that good. But if you have good, like, if you have good ingredients inside, it's okay. But the tapioca itself, when you put it on the skillet, it looks like ground up packing peanuts, like the little, like peanut, like packing peanut dust, like little styrofoam pellets. And then as you cook it, it will kind of harden. And it kind of gets semi gelatinous, chewy. It's really gross when I describe it out loud.
Like, yeah, gelatinous, chewy. Everything you have said sounds terrible.
You come on. Korean food's good. They have yakisoba.
Yeah. Korean food is good, but not when you
gyoza.
Describe
it. Boba. Oh, well, that's gyoza.
That's fair. Gyoza's good. What else did they have? They had. I'm blanking. They had pastels, Patrick, the little fried pastries so with good. Cheese and meat and chicken inside.
That sounds like me.
And then they have a dessert section where you have to pay a little extra, but they had apple pie. Mindy brought some peanut butter pie or cookies. There was key lime pie. There's all kinds of, I mean, it's food galore. It was glorious. Also all the different classes do like little carnival games. So, it's to win cheap little terrible prizes, but kids still pay to do it and to play. Our kids, set up a little shooting range with Nerf guns, and I gave them the idea to print, teachers and students' faces so people could shoot, you know, the teacher or student of their choice. Of course, my daughter said she shot me in the face like 5 times. That made me feel very special. And yeah, so much love from my daughter.
Just so you know, you would not be able to do that here in the States, because that's...
Yeah, well, some people questioned it, and I said, you know what? Get over yourself. It's Nerf guns, and it's fun. But it is a school campus, so probably I could see that not being a thing in the U.S., but...
Yeah, no.
We did it here. So we went with it, and it was fun. Besides that, and after that night, I definitely got what some call here food intoxication. So
is that the same as food poisoning?
Yes, but okay. In Portuguese, it's intoxication. So when people translate it, sometimes they're like, I got food intoxication. I'm like, that's not how you say that in English, just so you know. But yes, definitely got a little bit of food poisoning. Also came down with a little bit of a, like, simultaneously, because our temperature dropped like 20 degrees, 20, 30 degrees overnight. Got a little bit of a cold, like just a 24-hour flu kind of deal.
And that's a standard drop here in Ohio.
I know. We can't take it here.
40 degrees in the morning and then 70 in the afternoon.
Yeah, I remember you talked about it last week or the week when I was here.
Yeah, same. It's been the same here. Right now it's still cold-ish.
We are not used to such weather. So definitely a number of us got food poisoning and a number of us got sick. So there were quite a few people.
Would you say you were down with the sickness? Thank you.
Did you get up and get down?
I'm not really good at doing that, but yeah.
That was perfect.
Get on up. Yeah, I got up.
Wrong song.
I survived. That's a good call. I figured it was, but that's all I got. All I got for you. In the midst of that, also went to the mall, and I stumbled upon a family video, which was weird. It was like back from the dead and in the wrong country. Like, I didn't even know Brazil had family video.
Oh, like, America doesn't like us anymore. Let's go to
Brazil. We went to Brazil.
Wait. Family video as in the video store family video?
Oh, yeah. Like, it had the same exact sign.
Wow.
And it was a little... Video? It was a random kiosk, and they had like one shelf worth, like one section worth of videos you could rent.
That's like weird. I want to go one of these days to Bend, Oregon, because that is where the last existing Blockbuster video
on the planet
is. Like,
do they even make any money anymore?
Wait, they closed the one in Alaska?
They did. They did. So that's literally the last one is in Oregon. Yes, they make money because they have terrible internet there.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah. And plus it's a novelty thing. Like at one point they actually had like an Airbnb room in there where you could stay a night, and they had like an old school television. You could watch old movies on it and stuff like that. Yeah.
Wow. That's an experience.
Yeah. But
craziness.
Yeah, so family video. Given
the Brazilian internet troubles most of the time in most places, maybe they could make a killing off these family video Blockbuster.
Do it. They've actually been doing like pop-up stores at like different like festivals and things like that, like carnivals.
And
pop-up Blockbuster experiences where like they give you like the Blockbuster, like a vest that, and you pretend to be a worker at Blockbuster, and they actually have videos, like DVDs and stuff for sale and stuff like that. And it's actually, I think it's cool, but you know,
that's cool. Yeah. Very cool. Yeah, so was at the mall, saw that, and then going into Fake Life, definitely went to see The Chosen at Cinemark. Episodes nice. 1 and 2 of season 4.
I'm ashamed. Really?
Are they only showing them in theaters?
Right now, because of a lawsuit issue with Angel Studios, they can't yet stream it for free. They are showing it in some churches and prisons. They've been able to get it streamed for free in churches. You just have to sign up. Like if your church mm-hmm. wants to do it, or your prison, if any of you guys got that going down.
A prison.
Yeah. So you can get that streamed there.
Called marriage. Wait, what? Never mind.
Mel, he said that. We didn't tell him to say that. He said that of his own volition.
Strike that from the record.
Do we need to pray?
Let's take a moment.
Patrick needs another hour of prayer, I think. But yeah, I was very glad to pay good money to watch the first two episodes of season 4. It was 2 hours long. Dallas Jenkins, the director, gave a little message at the beginning, like just to say hello and just to kind of catch everybody up. Then they had like a little last time on The Chosen, like gave a little recap of season 3. And then it jumped in. And I won't give any spoilers. I'll just say that they just continue I don't want to call it magic. It's like scripture. Like they continue to just intermix scripture with how things could have been. I'm not saying that it's the way it is, but it just is like, man, they are so good at what they do. Like it just gives a fresh, just brings it to life. Like just the way they make it work. It's like just aspects of Jesus's ministry, Jesus's life, the disciples that you just don't think about when, you know, you read the scripture, and it makes it more personal. And I just love that about it. I just think it's so good. And it just is continuing to develop these characters, the chosen Jesus, the chosen disciples. Like it's just so good. So good.
So with you saw episodes 1 and 2, how do you watch the rest of the episodes? Are they even out yet?
I have to wait. So if they're following, so the way they did it in the US was like episodes 1 and 2, I think 3 was with that also, maybe. I don't remember, but it was like 1 or 2 weeks, and then they showed episodes, and then another 1 or 2 weeks, and they showed the next few episodes, and then they did that through the whole month of February. And so I'm guessing they're doing that with us, just a little delayed.
I'm ashamed. I have not watched season 3. So I'm super behind.
Come on, man. Let's go. I mean, I've watched season 3 with you guys.
Episode of season 3, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm super behind. So.
Yep. I know there's others in our other joiners who have said they're not up to speed, and I've mentioned it a couple times, but I would definitely be willing to stay up late and watch like an episode a week, like we did season 1 and season 2. It's on the record.
I'm in.
So I think we should consider it.
I'm down.
Should consider it. But yeah, so that was really good. And then in like just total sideways move, but also will connect eventually. Watched some X-Men stuff this past week. Introduced our kids to X-Men Origins Wolverine. That was
wow.
A trip. So watch that little chestnut that is
jumping straight into the
what?
To the deep end. Wow.
Take a seat. Here's what a terrible movie looks like.
You know, when you're just a kid and you just like, especially for my son, who this is another thing we've been watching is the original X-Men animated seasons. We've been watching every single old school episode, which has not aged well. But between that and then when I was playing Marvel Snap and my son was looking through all my cards, just getting to see the light, it's like the same feeling like when I watched Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, the original movie, and got to see live action Leonardo, Donatello, all those guys. And cringy or not, like it just was cool to see it live action. So I know for my kids, they were like, oh, that's Blob. Oh, that's Sabretooth, or just seeing a different take. And obviously they were very confused when Deadpool came out and he had like Baraka style like retractable ninja swords in his arms, which were really hard to bend when they were, you know, retracted in his arms. But yeah, there were definitely aspects of it. I was like, oh gosh, this is so bad. But then there's others. It's just fun. I love Hugh Jackman as Wolverine. He's such a good Wolverine. And so, yeah, we watched that with them. And then, like I said, I've been watching the X-Men animated series with my son. And like I said, it might not have aged well. Like, there are moments, and I posted this in the Discord. For whatever reason, nobody knows how to scream like a normal person. Like, they all scream like a gargle, like, like, they're just like, what the heck? Like, why? Who screams like that? Like, even Professor X, who is like supposed to be the calm leader, every time something happens to him, he's like, like, he's just a crazy screamer.
It's so spot like, on, man. It's so
it really is. It really is.
It's so ridiculous. I played the scream when Rogue screams in different ways, and my wife gets so angry. She's like, turn that off. It sounds terrible. It's giving me anxiety.
I feel like Wolverine's the only one that doesn't scream.
He does.
Did Wolverine ever scream?
He does scream sometimes, but he's the only one that screams like a normal person. Everybody else is ridiculous.
I do remember several episodes of where Professor X is just like doing something psychic, and then all of a sudden,
it's like he sticks his finger in the socket. He's just like, what is it? Which one of the guys? The wet bandits from
Murph.
From Home Alone. He's like, Murph. Yeah, he's just like, like, just what in the world? Professor X, calm down, man. It's going to be okay.
Who told you to scream like that?
Yeah, who taught him?
Why is everybody doing it?
Yeah. It's ridiculous.
All right, we need you to scream like you're in extreme anguish. Okay.
Yeah, no matter what, it doesn't matter. Yeah, please Google it if you haven't heard it, or go to our Discord and listen to it. I put it in the TV chat. On a more positive note, or a more serious note, I guess, in season 4, Nightcrawler shows up, and that homeboy just preaches the gospel. Like,
loves him some Jesus. Yes.
He witnesses to Wolverine, and by the end of one of the episodes, Wolverine's praying in a church. I'm like, I do not remember this. Like,
I didn't either.
I remembered from the X-Men movies that he was Catholic and he was religious and he talks to Storm, but in the cartoons, he's way more bold with his faith, you know, Ryan, like it was crazy.
Yeah. I've seen that clip like going around for like the past 2 months on like my Facebook and Instagram and everything. I'm like, dude, I do not remember this.
No, I didn't either.
Like, it's awesome.
Yeah, it's really cool. Like, he really says it straight. Like, it's not just a believe in God and everything works out. He's like struggling. And he's like, God's grace. God has hope for you. God has a purpose for you. Like, all this kind of stuff that I didn't realize how much he keeps. And it's effective. It's not like you're an idiot. I mean, they do, like, balk at him. They do, you know, kind of.
Yeah, Wolverine is like, keep that.
Yeah, get that crap out of here. Get that sissy crap out of here. Like, we'll read it all gruff. And yeah. So, and then there's another episode where Nightcrawler discovers that Mystique is his mom, and she like recounts. What's that?
Is it spoilers?
This show came out like from 1996. So long ago. Yeah, spoilers. You're right. You're right, Mark. You're right. So someone reveals that they're his mom, and they, I already said it, so there's no editing of that.
It's too late now, yeah.
Yeah, that's true. My bad. And then she like recounts the story of how she pretty much throws him into a waterfall and she doesn't care. Like, she's just like, how does that make you feel? Like, rubbing it in his face that she threw him away and didn't want him. And he's just like, as I pray for God to give me like grace to forgive you, I pray that God would give you grace to forgive yourself. Like, he just totally throws it back in her face, Jesus style. Like, it is so powerful. Like, I really recommend you watch these scenes. Like, it is so cool.
Do you remember what episodes these were?
414 is the family one, the Nightcrawler talking to Mystique, And then I don't remember. It's they're both in season four, but it's the first one. It shows the icon with Nightcrawler. I think it's like 410 or 409, maybe episode nine, somewhere around there. But it was just really cool. And like James, my son, was just like, "Oh, mic drop in your face, Mystique!" Like just he really got into it with me. It was really cool. And that rolls into Iggle in God Life. We wanted to just to give you joiners a heads up why we've all been sharing in God Life. It's just kind of to give a peek into where God's been speaking to us, guiding us, where God's been involved in our day-to-day lives, what we've been doing. And that's going to be a new thing, a new regular thing to add in. So for you joiners, we would love it if you shared some Iggle with us in the future. But if you want to. If you don't, you can just keep with the Earl and Iffle, and then Iggle be like, maybe next week.
There you go.
Yeah. But for me, it's been kind of along the lines that Patrick was talking about. I've been reading the Psalms lately, and I've been really encouraged, not just in reading them, but in praying them. And it's really been something that I've been challenged to let God kind of help me navigate my feelings. And I think that for many people, like dealing with anxiety, dealing with depression, dealing with just lots of emotions, one thing that's awesome about the Psalms is there are no rules. Like, it's okay to doubt. It's okay to be depressed. It's okay to be anxious. There are multiple Psalms where the writer's just like, God, where are you? You've hidden your face from me. You've turned your back on me. I mean, even Jesus on the cross quoted a Psalm and said, my God, why have you forsaken me? And so I've rediscovered the joy and the struggle of praying the way, not just the way God wants me to, but a way that is effective and impactful. Sometimes you don't know what to pray. And I think I'm not alone in that, in having times where it's like, I got nothing. And I just go to a Psalm, like one of the more recent ones that has really hit me is Psalm 30. And in that Psalm, like I feel like it completely tracks with what I've kind of been going through in my life, like the past 3 or 4 months, kind of the things I've been talking about, where God's just kind of turned my life upside down. He's emptied me of anxiety, emptied me of fear, but at the same time, like he's given me space to really dig deeper into him and taking away my desire to find, you know, other ways of pleasure and video games or whatever. Like he's totally taken away that drive, taken away that desire, and really my only pleasure is in him now. And, you know, like the first couple verses, first few verses say, I will praise you, Lord, you saved me from the grave and kept my enemies from celebrating my death. I prayed to you, Lord God, and you healed me, saving me from death in the grave. And that's really extreme, but I know that with some of the unhealthy ways I was dealing with my anxiety, dealing with, you know, seeking my own pleasure, my own ways, like I was really killing my relationship with my wife. I was really hurting my relationship with my kids. I was just becoming more and more selfish as time went on. And Psalms helped me kind of pray through that and realize that in giving those things up, I can put even more effort into seeking him and serving my wife even more, loving my kids even more, like giving them even more time. And so the Psalms for me have just been, just come alive, and they've guided me in prayer. And I hope for you guys, if you ever just like Rayla, just don't know how to pray and you're just like rough, read the Psalms. Really just recommend it. Read a Psalm. So, yeah.
I got a buddy of mine. I went to school with him, and he is part of a worship team, worship group called New City Collective. And they are actually in the process of working with another group called the Worship Initiative, which is works with Shane and Shane, if you've ever heard of them.
Yeah.
They are solid. They are currently putting together, they are splitting the entirety of Psalm 119, which is like the one super the longest psalm.
That's the
not the mega psalm. Yeah.
Yep. They're splitting it and they're putting it to song and they're splitting it up the entirety of Psalm 119. So, yeah, you should definitely check out, go to, newcitycollective.org. They've already got, I think the first, I think there's like six songs up there. The first, like, I don't know how many verses of Psalm 119, but, they're like slowly putting out more songs that will be the entirety of that psalm. So
awesome. Yeah. Make sure to post that in the Discord or.
Yeah, absolutely.
Or wherever the Lord leads. That's really cool. I'll definitely check that out. Maybe they'll, yep. Have a Spotify playlist or something to.
Oh, absolutely. They're on Spotify. So I'm sure they will.
Nice.
The answer to your question is 176.
Mm.
There are 176 verses in Psalm 119.
Man, can you imagine? Verse.
One, two, three, four. We don't need one, two.
It's the verses.
There is no chorus.
The chorusless song. That's the name of the song, is chorusless.
Yep.
All right. So, boys and girls, that's it from us. How about you? If you want to share what's new in your neck of the woods, then let's do some quiz. Dagnabbit. I'm quiz. Ahead of myself.
Quick housekeeping,
where we offer towels, fluff pillows, topped with Andy's candies, and tip you off to how you can connect with the GMGU on Twitter, Discord, Facebook, and Instagram. You can share what's new with you, just like Humar Whittle. We're going to read along, folks. Earl. Now you can double check, make sure I'm not making up stuff.
Getting all fancy.
Yeah. More home landscaping stuff this weekend. Going to do an escape room with my dad this coming weekend. Ooh, one of those sounds fun. The other sounds dirty.
It could be both. Because...
What are you talking about?
Wait a minute. What? Why you say dirty?
Why I said dirty, but that's the first thing after hours, apparently. This got awkward. No. All right. Sorry. Pray for me. Also,
oh man,
landscaping. I used to landscape for like 6 months. It was very dirty. I will say
terrible,
dirty with three R's.
Yeah,
dirty jobs.
Ifl, yeah, played Daggerheart over the weekend and then streamed my impressions. It was really cool to play a new TTRPG. Making my way through X-Men 97, nice, and Bad Batch.
Sorry.
Oh, man, I totally forgot about Bad Batch. Our family definitely watched episode one and stopped.
You decided to
it's
watch
not that it was bad.
Origins instead.
Yeah, that's right. Shame on us. As those episodes drop, and of course, still working through Final Fantasy Afterbirth.
Indeed.
Mm-hmm. That's what it says. Mm-hmm.
You're making right, Aaron so angry.
He's getting so angry right now. All right, Mr. TP, not forgotten. Right, Mark?
Correct.
Ifl, the usual FFWF. Fantastically forward Whittle.
Wrestling Federation.
Wrestling Federation. And a little more Forza Horizon 5. The road to 2,500 Achievos has stalled at 1,900, so naturally I went back to FH4 for the Lego section a friend gifted me a while back. It's fun. I just unlocked the Lego Bugatti, and it's nasty. I am also replaying Sinuous Sacrifice. What
yes.
a game.
Which I still haven't played all the way through.
What is FFWF? Is that Fortnite with friends? Like I don't know.
I don't know what one of the F's is, but I think it's Fortnite with friends or something like that.
Fortnite Fast Free for
Furious
all with friends?
Fortnite.
Friendly Fortnite with friends. Doing lots of friendly things.
Yes, I agree.
So friendly.
Yep.
Yeah, he was even playing Fatal Hurry 4. I didn't even know that was still, you could still play.
I didn't
that.
Know that.
I thought that was delisted.
I thought 5 was the first one. All right. Earl, spent the weekend at my mom's house. We celebrated my youngest son's 20th birthday. Crazy how time flies. Have a great week, everyone. Happy birthday. TP Jr.
Happy birthday, TP Jr.
Mm-hmm. You have a great week, too.
Little TP.
Little TP.
Little TP. I like that one.
The little TP. Oh, man. All right. Corey, Earl, nothing noteworthy going on, really. Just hanging out with friends. FFWP. played racquetball last night. Ooh, and trying to determine is the pain today. Wait. Trying to determine is the pain today is worth going again.
I want to say that's if the pain today.
If is worth the pain today.
If the pain today is worth going again. I'm pretty sure I messed up the meniscus in my knee, but just seeing how it goes.
You don't want to mess with that. That's
oh, man.
Vital to your knee. Man,
we're not as young. We're not as young as we used to be. Sit down.
Nope.
No, we are
stick with the FFWP.
We stand.
Stick with the digital fun. Forget that physical fun. It's going to hurt you in the long run. Baseball season is starting soon, and I'm excited, even though the Cards will probably be terrible. Patrick is happy.
we're both going to be terrible this year. Misery loves company.
Yep. Iffle, mostly just Elder Scrolls Online recently. Mixed in some Hell Let Loose with my father-in-law over the weekend. Definitely.
What did he do with his father-in-law?
Oh my.
He let some hell loose.
Hell let loose.
You don't want to mess with the in-laws, man.
Yeah.
We're a podcast of Christians. We talk about hell quite a bit.
They keep making us read it and keep talking about it.
I mean, it's part of it, but, you know, just.
We want to avoid it, people. Avoid it. Yeah. Definitely in the more chill, relaxed gaming part of my life, I'll never play Call of Duty again. You heard it here, folks.
What?
Never. Never again. Mm. Apex is probably a no-go, too. Fortnite is just easy enough to make me angry.
To not make me angry.
Oh, oops. To not make me angry. My bad. That's it for me this week. Love y'all.
Love you.
Love you, buddy. Love you too, Corey.
Hugs and kisses, Corey. Love you, too.
What is this game? Right.
All right, get ready. My game is not a placenta. Squinting face.
In all caps?
All caps. He's screaming it at me right now. Get my game out of your mouth. Right. Moving on. Earl, this week was pretty boring, except for waking up to the news. Oh, man, this is...
Yeah, this morning.
This is tough news right here.
Oh.
We need to pray for some people.
Man, hearts definitely. Go out
this
to
is local news
everybody
for Aaron,
involved
too.
There.
Yeah, for sure. Waking up to the news that the key bridge up near Baltimore got knocked down on Tuesday morning. Just crazy to think about. Not just the loss of life, which could have been magnitudes worse, but the implication it's going to have on travel and transport for years. It literally takes a chunk out of the highway loop around Baltimore City, right near the regional cargo port. What a mess. Yeah, that's tough. I haven't read much about it, but I've heard people talk a lot about it. Definitely been praying for the people up there. Did it happen at night?
It did.
It happened at like one
early in the morning.
Yeah, 30 so in the luckily, morning or something like that.
Luckily, there weren't as many cars on the road during this time. So like he said, it could have been a lot worse. Yeah. But still, I mean, I watched the video this morning of it happening and I wish I didn't. Like just seeing just cars drop into the water, into the 47 degree water or whatever it was. Like there, it was just devastating.
That's heartbreaking. In other news, just as I got my health insurance taken care of, I'm currently in the market for a new car insurance provider now. Well, at least you finished one.
I mean, I would say the Gecko could have helped out with that, but that got fried.
Yep.
What? Mm, oh, right.
Indeed.
The Brazilian Gecko. I was like, wait, Geico shut down? Happen? That's crazy. I see what you're doing. I see what you did there. Just took me a second. I got the bill for my new, I got the bill for my upcoming premium late last week, and no. With several colorful words behind the no for added emphasis.
Yeah, he shared the number with me, and I agree. No, absolutely not.
That's crazy. Man, these insurance companies, they're just, they
and especially
they
like he has an older,
they are dirty. They're the real dirty.
Dirty.
There's no way. There's just no way.
Yeah, they're taking advantage of people. It's messed up.
Yeah, that's nuts.
Yeah. All right. Hoping that works out. Aaron, I'm just going to call you Aaron instead of the other thing you named yourself.
My name is not a placenta. Harry Potter, did you put your name in the Goblet of Fire?
He said calmly.
Yeah. Iffle, I know I said I'd put Cassette Beast down last week, but I got a second wind and I'm actually close to being done with the game. We'll probably dedicate... Good for you, buddy. See it through. We'll probably dedicate most of my time to Final Fantasy V11 : Rebirth.
After that.
Just for you, buddy. Oh, sorry. Ryan ruined it. Or he made it better. Also,
Pre-birth.
What? Pre-birth? What you said was pre-birth?
Yes.
Oh, man. That's the prequel amazing. That's coming out next.
The prequel.
Pre-birth.
Rebirth. Afterbirth. Okay. Also, watched some... Aaron, we're sorry, but we're not. Also, watched some history YouTube videos that made me more interested in picking up Rise of the Ronin as... 100 years later in Japan's history than Ghost of Tsushima, if you were wondering. So no, it's not just a clone. Mm-hmm. I want to polish off some backlog items before more purchases, but we'll see. Sweaty, smiling emoji face. Yeah.
We'll see. I bought some more games too. I forgot about that.
Nice.
Whoops.
Add it to the backlog. Do you at least take them out of the cellophane or is it digital?
No, it's digital. I just, I think I mentioned last week that, what was it? BioShock was on sale. So I ended up buying them. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
All right. Well, if you'd like to share your Earl, Iffle, and perhaps Iggle, feel free. Discord, Facebook, if we check it, Instagram, probably not. But it's there if you want to, and Twitter as well. If you'd rather be more of a spectator or a visualator, you can go to YouTube and Twitch. We have a plethora of videos and such that you can check out. And we have joiners that stream. If you want to find out their names, join our Discord and click their links. Because I forget. I think you more Whittle's one. The guy who's doing lawn care and trapped in a room with his dad, his father-in-law, I think.
Yep.
Finally, on Patreon and our merch page, you can support and gear up with us. So click that one link to rule them all, either in the show notes or you can type it out real quick, linktree.com/thegmgpod. And of course, if you can't toss your attention or a coin to your podcasters, but it's still the giving type, please rate and review us on Apple Podcasts, Podchaser, and Spotify. Help us reach new joiners through stars, exclamation marks, and your feedback. So let your voice be heard, literally, if you prefer, at 929-GMG, guys. Alrighty then, Pat, Ryan, and Mark, along with you, our beloved friends, family, and joiners, go get your good morning this week, and may God bless and guide your lives as you live, as you work, and as you game.
1, 2, 3, 4.